Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Frick of Fact podcast. Frick of Fact is a podcast where we highlight one interesting fact about Africa each week. The concept comes from the website frickoffact.com, where we highlight one interesting fact about Africa each day. We had sort of fallen out of our routine for a little while, so while we want to bring back the Frick of Fact Twitter feed, we also wanted to make sure we were progressing. I do hope you enjoy the show. Each episode is sort of based upon articles that have been written at Africa.net. This is sort of like the blog digest to go. A few months ago, I spent the day navigating the Chinese social web. And I did this because I wanted to see if there was a correlation between good UI design and users being able to sort of inherently understand what to do and how to figure out the website, even if they don't understand the language that it's being presented to them in. What I found was this is very much the case, at least for myself. I was able to create profiles on the Chinese social websites Foxmail, Zanzao, QQ, and Taotao. Then, using Google's translation tools, I was able to communicate almost in real time with people speaking Chinese while I typed and translated my words from English to Chinese. It was quite the experience. But in doing this, one of the most interesting things I discovered about the top social network in China, QQ, was that it had IP recognition to know where I was. So, for instance, I logged in from Uganda, and it suggested that it should change my language to Swahili. I understand that they can't do this for every single language of East Africa, because there's like 400, but it was really interesting that they accounted for Swahili speakers, whereas some websites in the States, quite a few, don't. And I'm not entirely certain, but I do believe that the United States has more expatriated Africans than China does. Very interesting. Another interesting fact was they had many sub-regions of Uganda listed. And that's no easy feat, because the sub-regions of Uganda are constantly changing. The running joke here is that a new one is created every day. So it's fascinating to me that QQ took the time to include these sub-regions in the options for signing up to the service. I did find out through a comment on the blog that MIH, a South African company, was an early investor in QQ. So it does make some sense that they may have had access to this information.